愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们人活在世界上只能够活一次。
So as humans living on this earth, we can only live once.
所以怎么让我们活一个更好的人生，这非常重要。
So how can we live a better life? That's very important.
但是你如果问每一个人的答案都不一样。
But if you ask everybody, everyone will give you a different answer.
有的是要求钱多。
Some say that you should pursue a lot of wealth.
有的是要追求很享受。
And some people say that you should strive for pleasure or enjoyment.
物质生活很丰富。
Your physical life is very abundant.
所以每一个人答案不太一样。
So everyone's answers will vary differently.
但是如果我们回到圣经啊。
But if we return back to the Bible,
这个最美好的人生，那个出发点就是要得到最好的产业。
The starting point of living the best life according to the Bible is to have the best inheritance.
如果我们拥有这个产业，我们的一生会非常的满足。
If we always have this inheritance, then our lives will be forever fulfilled.
你不会后悔的。
And there will be no regrets.
那这个产业是什么？
So what exactly is this inheritance?
我们看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇的第五节。
Psalm 16, verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot.
好，第六节。
Verse 6. The measuring lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my inheritance is beautiful to me.
好，那个第六节你要看我们现在念这个英文的翻译Beautiful. 我的产业非常的美。
So in the English translation, it says, Indeed, my inheritance is beautiful to me.
那这个产业是什么？
So what exactly is this inheritance?
第五节
Verse 5.
神是我的产业。
The Lord is my inheritance.
所以有时候我们信仰的入门，每一个人都不一样。
So the way people enter into the faith is all different.
但是你如果看人拜偶像大部分人拜偶像原因都一样。
But if you see people worshiping idols, you'll notice that the reason why they worship these idols is all the same.
第一个就是发财了 prosperity.
First is to have prosperity.
所以你看那个中国的餐馆都有摆偶像。
So in a lot of Chinese restaurants, you'll see that there's a lot of idols displayed.
偶像不好看那为什么要摆？
And idols don't look that nice, but why are they there?
就是为着发财。
It is so that they can prosper.
然后保平安。
And also to keep peace.
这个是拜偶像的两大原因呢。
And these are the two big reasons why people idol worship.
那现在我们来到了教会。
So we've already come to the church.
我们信仰的入门有很多人是这两点。
So a lot of people when they enter into the faith, it could be these two reasons.
第一个就是生活困难。
And the first is that your life is difficult.
所以需要神来解决我们的困难。
So you need God to resolve this difficulty.
那第二个就是平安，没有平安。
And the second is peace because your life lacks peace.
那神是我们天上的父。
So God is the Father in heaven.
所以只要我们来寻找他，我们生活的困难还有平安，神都可以给我们。
So as long as we seek him first, then he will be able to give us the peace and help us face difficulties.
但是当我们的信仰再进入一层去追求。
But when our faith goes beyond that and goes one level deeper,
我们就发现信仰真正的追求不是物质上、肉体上或精神上。
We'll realize that the real pursuit in our faith is not for material things or physical things.
信仰真正的追求是追求神本身。
But the real pursuit in our faith is God Himself.
所以我们的信仰要从追求神的恩典再进一步追求神本身。
So in our faith, we might start from pursuing after God's blessings, but then we must start pursuing after Him.
所以圣经里面不是说神的祝福是我的产业。
So the Bible doesn't say that God's blessings is my inheritance.
圣经是说神本身是我的产业。
But instead, the Bible said the Lord Himself is a portion of my inheritance.
所以如果我们的信仰是从追求神的恩典开始
，So if our faith starts off by just pursuing after God's blessings,
我们需要再进步。
We need to improve.
以追求神做我们信仰的目标。
And rather pursue God Himself as the goal in our faith.
那为什么这个这么重要
？So why is this so important?
因为如果我们有了神。
It is because once we have God,
我们的人生会非常不一样。
Our lives will be very different.
这个跟没有追求神的人是完全会不一样。
And you'll notice that there's a very stark contrast between our lives and the lives of unbelievers.
我们看第六节。
Let's take a look at verse 6.
说用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处。
Verse 6 says, The measuring lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
有时候我们看到住在加州，特别住在湾区，真的是非常好。
So we know that living in California or even the Bay Area is a very nice thing.
所以地震怎么摇都摇不走。
And even with as many earthquakes as you have, it can never shake off everything.
这个地方太好了。
This place is so wonderful.
但是圣经里面讲这个坐落在佳美之处，这个地界坐落在佳美之处，这是给每一个人。
But here it says the measuring lines have fallen for me in pleasant places is referring to is for everyone.
这不只是给住在湾区的人。
And it's not just for the it's not limited to the people who live in the Bay Area.
那这是给世界上每一个人。
And this is for everybody in this world.
那有没有哪一个产业世界上每一个人都可以得到呢
？So is there an inheritance where every single person on this world can attain？
有。
Oh, there is.
这个产业就是神本身。
And that inheritance is God Himself.
他坐在佳美之处。那佳美之处是哪里
？So he is. It is in pleasant places. So where are these places？
他是在灵界里面。
He is in the spiritual realm.
所以主耶稣来带给我们充充满满有恩典有真理。
So the Lord Jesus came and he provided us with abundant grace and truth.
那主耶稣传福音的第一个讯息是什么
？So what was the first message that the Lord Jesus preached?
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那什么是天国
？So what is the kingdom of heaven?
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is God's kingdom.
是神作王的地方。
It is the place where God is king.
那这个就是我们的产业。
So this is our inheritance.
我们信仰有神与我们同在。
In our faith, we have God abiding with us.
我们的心变成神的国。
Our hearts become His kingdom.
神在我内心作王。
And God becomes king in our hearts.
那我的一生就有最重要的产业。
So my entire life will now have the most important inheritance.
所以有的人他觉得说这个信仰可有可无。
So there's some people that say that the faith is
有也好没有也好。
Oh, it's optional. So if you have it or don't have it, it's fine.
这是因为他站在信仰外面在看信仰。
Because they are looking at faith from an outside perspective.
但是如果一个人真的进到信仰里面。
But once someone enters into this faith,
你会发现天上除了神，我没有其他什么可以爱慕。
You'll notice that other than the God above in heaven, there's nothing that I can seek after.
地上除了神，你也没有什么一个产业比神更好。
And in this world, there is no inheritance that is better than God.
所以你的一生就是在追求这个产业，神本身。
So your entire life, you should be pursuing after this inheritance, which is God.
但是这个讲都是理论的，有没有什么更实际的？
But these are all just teaching. So, is there anything more practical?
好，我们现在来看几个重点。
So let's take a look at some main points.
为什么神是我们一生最重要的产业
？Why is God the most important inheritance of our entire lives?
好，我们现在从第七节开始。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
从第七节一直到十一节
So starting from verse 7 to 11,
每一节都有非常有价值神要给我们。
Each verse talks about something valuable that God will give us.
我们现在看第七节。
Let's take a look at verse 7. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has advised me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night.
这里讲我要称颂指教我的神。
So here it says, I will bless the Lord who has advised me.
神会给我们指教。
Because the Lord advises us.
哦，这个就是以神做产业的第一个好处。
And this is the first benefit to having the Lord as our inheritance.
那神给我的指教跟人给我的指教有什么不同？
So what's the difference between the advice that God gives us and the advice of man?
跟我在学校里面受的教育有什么不同
？And what's the difference between the education that I receive from school?
一个最大的不同，我们来看啊，箴言。
There's one big difference. Let's take a look at Proverbs.
箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
第十节。
Verse 10.
Okay.
Verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
你看哦, knowledge of the Holy One. 这个 Holy One 是谁? 神本身。
So here it says the knowledge of the Holy One. Who is this Holy One? It is God himself.
我们如果有神的知识, knowledge of Holy One, 那这个就是我们的聪明。
So if we have the knowledge of the Holy One, then that is where we can receive understanding.
换句话说哦。如果我们没有神的知识，这个人谈不上聪明。
So in other words, if we don't have the knowledge of God, then we cannot be considered intelligent.
那为什么？
And why is that?
因为每一件事情有两种看法。
Because everything can be seen from two perspectives.
第一种看法就是人的看法。
So the first viewpoint is from the viewpoint of man.
第二种看法就是神的看法。
The second way to view it is from the viewpoint of God.
最简单的，我们每一个人都活着。
So this is really simple, and so we all live.
请问生命是什么?
So what exactly is life?
这个很简单的问题啊。
This is a pretty simple question.
你要怎么回答?
How do you answer it?
未知生焉知死，没有办法回答。
You just say that you can only live and ultimately you'll die, so you can't really give a good answer.
那你如果没有办法回答，或者要做什么，我也没有办法回答。
So if you can't, So it's really hard to answer because there's no, you'll end up dying.
那如果我们回到圣经里面来。
But if you come back to the Bible,
生命是什么?
What exactly is life?
生命是从神来的。
Life is something that comes from God.
所以它有一个起点。
So there is a starting point.
那生命的终结是什么?
So what is the ending, or the end of the life?
到死的时候,我们这个生命要归回向神。
Actually, when we die, our lives go back to God.
那活着要做什么?
So when we live, what are we doing?
既然是从神来，要回到神那里，所以活着一定神也有给我们一个任务。
Since our lives come from God and it goes back to God, then that means that God has given us a duty.
那活着要做什么?
So what do we live for?
要荣耀神。
We live in order to glorify God.
所以这个叫做聪明啊。
So this is what it means to have understanding.
我们活得很忙，但你不晓得为什么忙。
So we live very busy lives, but we don't really know why we're so busy.
因为我们不认识神。
And it's because we don't know God.
那如果我们回到第九章。
So if we turn back to chapter 9.
我们刚刚读的第一节。刚刚读的那个第一句话。
The first passage that we saw.
第十节。
Verse 10. Verse 10, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol.
第九章,箴言第九章
的第十节。Sorry, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Okay, 这个讲 fear of the Lord, 敬畏。
So it starts by saying the fear of the Lord.
前面讲是知识,我知道。
So originally we were talking about knowledge, which is just knowing.
那敬畏就是把我们的知识把它做出来。
Fear means that you're able to act out on that knowledge.
我很敬畏神。
So I fear God.
所以神的话对我来讲就是一个命令。
So God's words to me are commands.
所以我很认真把它行出来。
So I will diligently act them out.
这个叫做智慧的开始。
This is called the beginning of wisdom.
所以为什么人需要神?
So why do people need God?
如果没有神,
If there was no God,
我就没有这个聪明,没有这个智慧来过一个对的生活，好的生活。
I would not have this knowledge and wisdom to live the correct life.
所以圣经里面才讲哦，一旦离开神，人的生活就变成虚空。
So the Bible says that once you depart from God, then your life becomes vanity.
为什么
？And why is that?
因为缺乏那个智慧。
Because you lack the knowledge.
那我们一生里面还有很多的重要人生的主题。
So in our lives, there are also really important themes that come up.
哦，我们刚刚讲的是人怎么活。
So originally we talked about how people should
哦，
live.
那下一个问题，婚姻是什么？
So the next question is, what is marriage?
你一个人有认识圣经跟不认识圣经，对婚姻的了解不一样。
So for the people who have an understanding of the Bible and those who don't, they will have differing perspectives on marriage.
哦，那接下去呢？
And what's after?
财富是什么？
What is wealth?
哦，再来。
And after?
哦，什么是幸福的人生？
What does it mean to live a very blessed
什么
life?
是人生真正的盼望？
What is the ultimate
哦。
hope in life?
没有神的是没有答案的。
If you don't put God into the picture, then there's no answer.
所以为什么神是至宝？
So why is God our inheritance?
因为他是智慧的来源。
Because He is the a source of wisdom.
哦，所以我们如果从小认识神，你用神给我们的智慧来活，你一辈子不会后悔。
So if starting when we're young, we use the wisdom of God, then, and we keep living our lives, then we will ultimately have no regrets.
我们活这一辈子，回头过来看，我非常感谢神，我这一辈子真的活得很有意义，很有价值。
We will live our entire lives, and once we look back, we will thank God and thank Him for so that because we have no regrets and we've lived a very meaningful life.
哦，所以第七节哈，要称颂那指教我的神。
So in verse 7,
16章, 四篇十六
章, in Psalm 16, verse 7, it says, I will bless the Lord who has advised me.
好，这第一个哦，神用他的话来指教我们。
So first, God uses his words to advise us.
第二个，神用他的灵来指教我们。
Second, he uses his spirit to advise us.
哦，所以，我们如果常常祷告。
So if we pray a lot.
哦，把你的问题带来交托给神。
And you bring and entrust your problems to God.
啊，有时候圣灵会感动我们。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit can move us.
让我们了解神要我们怎么做决定。
And allow us to help make decisions based on what God would do.
所以这个圣灵的感动也是很实在的。
So the movement of the Holy Spirit is very real.
所以你看以色列百姓要过约旦河。
So when the Israelites were crossing the Jordan River.
啊，他要让约柜走在前面。
They needed the ark to go first.
你要相离差不多三千咒。
So it was three.
三千个咒，英文叫做 cubit 啊。
3,000 cubits. The distance was 3,000 cubits.
为什么
？And why was that？
为着要让他们知道你们所应该走的路。
It is so that they would know the path that they would walk on.
所以有时候我们真的不知道我们要走哪一条路。
And sometimes we don't know what path we're supposed to go on.
但是你常常祷告。
And we, but if we keep praying,
把你的前途交托给神。
And entrust what's in front of us to God.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
And not rely on your own understanding.
把前面交托给神。
And to entrust everything to God.
你走过来回头看，你发现神一路都在带领。
Once you finish walking on that path and you look back, you'll realize that God has been guiding you all along.
这太奇妙了。
And it's so miraculous.
所以哈。我们回到十六章的第七节。
So let's look at Psalm 16, verse 7.
这我们的神是指教我们的神。
I will bless the Lord who has advised me.
那夜间神也在警戒我们。
So in the night, God is also instructing us.
这个夜间就是有时候躺在床上神用神的灵感动我，让我们又想到圣经节。有时候圣灵会在心里感动我们。
And sometimes at night when we're lying in bed and we're thinking, God will move us through the Holy Spirit so that we will start thinking of different things such as verses.
所以我们走在智慧的道路上神要我们走的路上。
And so that we can walk on the path of wisdom, which is the path that God wants us to walk on.
好，我们再看第八节。
Let's take a look at verse 8. Verse 8. I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken.
这里讲如果我把神摆在我的面前。
So here it says, I have set the Lord continually before me.
下面说，他在我右边，我便不至于摇动或者动摇。
And next it says, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
什么样的建筑物最稳固？
So what type of structure is the most firm?
马太福音里面主耶稣讲，就是房子盖在磐石上。
So in Matthew, Jesus said that it is the house that is built on the rock.
那什么叫做房子盖在磐石上？
So what does it mean to have a house built on the rock?
所以就是听了神的话又去做的人。
It is those who listen to the word of God and do it.
那什么叫做为什么这样的房子不会动摇？
And why is it that this type of house will not move?
因为雨淋、啊、水冲、风吹，它都不会倒。
Because when the rains fall and the floods come, then the house will not move.
啊，所以一个人哦，如果真的把神摆在他的前面。
So if someone continually sets the Lord before them,
啊，他的信仰真的是盖在神的这个磐石上。
Then their faith is also built on this rock.
你就发现啊，人生有一种稳定、安定感。
You'll notice that in life there is this sense of security.
哦，那这个钱买不到。
And this is not something that you can buy with money.
啊，所以有一次我在一个教会领会。
So there was one time when I was leading service at a church.
那领会一个弟兄就告诉我。
And after there was a brother who came to me.
他说我没有在美国受教育。
He said that I did not receive education in America.
但是我现在在美国的公司做科技的事情。
But now in the U.S., I'm doing, I'm working in tech.
科技。
Oh, in tech.
哎呀，哎呀，那我们就知道科技，你如果上到六十岁啊，很难找工作。
And we know that if you're working in tech, it's really hard to find a job after over 60.
除非你非常读书。
Unless you're very educated.
不然那个新出来学校出的。学校出来的懂得比你多 能力更强头脑更清楚。
Because those who have just recently graduated will have better education and know a lot more and have fresh minds.
而且他刚开始他pay还比较低。
And originally their pays are lower.
那个弟兄就告诉我他大概在那公司工作三十年。
So this brother told me that he has worked at this company for 30 years.
神把他放在公司一个地方最job security 啊，工那个稳定性最大。
God has put him in a position at the company where he had the greatest job security.
所以他从来没有被 lay off.
So he was never laid off.
哦，再来，他现在做久了，他一生里面pay最高。
And after working for all these years, he now has a very high pay.
我又问他说，哎，那你不是压力很大吗？因为一般pay很高，压力都很大。
So I asked him, since your pay is so high, doesn't that mean that you have a lot of pressure as well?
那是没有。
He said that he didn't.
哦，所以他一直感谢神，从头到尾一直感谢神。他说这个都是神的带领，神的恩典。
So he kept thanking God even from the beginning because he knew that this was God's guidance and God's grace.
哦，所以有的时候我们常常觉得工作是工作，信仰跟信仰，工作跟信仰没有关系，不是没有关系，是有关系的。
And sometimes we'll think that work is work, faith is faith, there's no relation between work and faith, but actually there is a relationship.
我们觉得没有关系是我们把它看作没有关系。
And the reason why we might not think there is a relationship is because we don't really see it.
那如果我们常常把神摆在我面前，就是常常亲近神。
But if we keep putting the Lord continually before us, then that means we are drawing closer to him.
常常追求神的同在。
And we keep pursuing God's abidance.
你就有这个安全感。
Then you'll have that sense of security.
这个工作结束，神还会安排另外一个工作。
And even once you're done working for this job, you'll find another job.
因为神应许他要养活飞鸟。
Because God has promised that He will take care even the birds.
那神也会养活我。
So even then, God will surely take care of us.
那神怎么养活我？
And how does God take care of us?
就是给我工作。
It is by giving us a job.
所以被 lay off 你不会太忧虑。
So when you're laid off, you won't feel that down.
你心里很稳定。
Because in your heart, you have security.
那这个安全感从哪里来？神同在，你就有了。
So where do you get this sense of security? It's from God abiding in you.
所以有一个弟兄在见证，他被 lay off。
So the brother testified. There's a brother that testified he was laid off.
因为平常很辛苦，他是出去旅游啊。
Usually it was very tough, but he went out on vacation.
我知道这个弟兄很认真在教会做圣工。
And I know that this brother works very hard in terms of church work.
但旅游还没有旅游完，他公司又打电话叫他回去上班。
So when even before his vacation was about to end, his boss called and said that he should come back to work.
那他就问，那我从公司领这个钱要不要退？他说不需要。
And he said, do I need to return the money that I get from this company? And the boss said, it's fine.
神会行神迹解决我们的困难。
God will perform miracles to get rid of our difficulties.
所以我们就不需要忧虑，你会很稳定。
So we don't have to worry because we can stand firm.
这就是这个产业实在美好。
So this inheritance is very beautiful.
六日劳碌做工，这是一定要的。
So for 6 days you work, that is something you have to do.
但是劳碌做工之外，你不需要为着工作忧虑。
But outside of just that, you don't need to worry about work.
哦, 神会带领我们的路,
God will guide our paths.
会超乎我们所想所求的,
and it will be much better than what we even ask for.
啊, 那很多事情你没有办法控制,
but there are some things that are out of our control.
好像这个门徒跟主耶稣坐在一个船上,
For example, when the disciples were on the same boat with Jesus,
忽然起了暴风,
suddenly a great storm appeared.
你怎么办?
What do we do?
那个暴风刚刚就刚刚讲了哦, 失去工作,
and the storm could be losing our jobs.
或者失去健康,
or our health deteriorates.
还有很多其他的事情发生,
or other things that will happen.
你没有办法去预防的,
there's nothing you can do to prevent it.
哦, 但是如果有主耶稣与我们同在,
but if we have the Lord Jesus with us,
哦, 他就会带领我们,
He is able to guide us.
哦, 走过这一场风暴,
To go through that storm.
哦,所以内心很平安,
so in your hearts, you'll feel peace.
哦,在风暴当中,内心很平安,
and being in the midst of a storm, but you still have peace, 哦, that is the blessing that comes from God. And that is the glory of God. So God's glory doesn't necessarily have to be resurrecting people.
一生走过风暴,
having a life that is full of storms, but your inner heart is very peaceful, that is the glory of God.
哦, 所以这个产业实在美好,
so this inheritance is so beautiful.
哦, 值得我们真的认真去追求,
and it is worthy of our pursuit.
好, 我们现在再回来看诗篇16篇,
let's take a look at Psalm 16,
第9节,
verse 9. 9. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely.
哦, 这个地方讲, 我的心欢喜, 我的灵快乐,
so here it says, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices.
然后我要住在安然居住,
my flesh also will dwell securely.
所以你看这一节讲什么? 欢喜快乐,
so here it talks about being glad and rejoicing.
还有平安,
and also peace.
啊, 为什么?
And why is that?
啊, 因为神与我们同在,
it is because God is with us.
啊, 所以, 我们活的年纪越大, 你会发现要从心里面这样很喜乐, 真的是不简单,
so as we get older, you'll notice that it's harder to find joy in our hearts.
啊, 最快乐的日子大概是童年,
the most joyful years of your life is probably when you were younger.
啊, 因为父母照顾一切,
because your parents would take care of everything.
啊, 开始上班, 开始上学以后, 就开始, 啊, 有很多事情发生,
and once you start school or work, then there's so many things that happen.
啊, 所以我的心, 啊, 欢喜, 我的脸快乐, 啊, 这个要从哪里来?
Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. So where does this come from?
啊, 要从神的同在来的,
it comes from the abundance of God.
啊, 有神同在, 就有真正的平安跟喜乐,
with the abundance of God, then you'll find true peace and joy.
啊, 所以人要追求什么?
So what should man pursue?
你知道你所有其他的同学、同事、邻居、亲戚哦, 如果他没有拜神, 他追求什么?
If all your friends and family don't worship God, then what are they going after?
他追求外面的,
they pursue the things that are outside.
因为这个是文化,
because that is the culture.
你有更大、更多、更好, 就是表示你更快乐,
having bigger, better, and more things means that you'll be more joyful.
这是一般人的想法,
and this is the typical mindset of man.
但是不一定是这样啊,
but it's not necessarily so.
哦, 但是当我们的信仰进到深入,
but once our faith enters into another level,
啊, 我们感受神与我同在,
we'll realize that God is actually with us.
哦, 那个就是喜乐, 那个就是平安,
and that is called joy, and that is also called peace.
哦, 所以彼得才说, 我们在这里真好,
that is why Peter said that it is so wonderful for us to be here.
在哪里?
And where?
在山上,
on the mountain.
遍茂山,
on the Mount of Transfiguration,
看到耶稣容貌发光,
seeing Jesus being glorified and his face transfiguring.
哦, 他太满足了, 我们在这里真好,
it was too nice. It is so great for them to be there.
这个就是我们今天追求的,
and this is something that we pursue after today.
不是追求神给我什么恩典而已,
you don't only pursue the blessings that God can give us,
啊, 而是追求神的内住,
but pursue that the abidance of God in us.
啊, 追求对神有更深入的了解,
and pursue that deeper understanding and knowledge of God.
啊, 那我们的心呢, 就很平安, 很喜乐,
so then our hearts will become peaceful and joyful.
哇, 所以有没有可能一个人拥有很少，活得很喜乐？
Is it possible that someone in this life would have not a lot of things, but they can live a joyful life?
我曾经在肯雅啊，那个宗教教育也拍了一张相，我提了好几次。
So one time, when I was in Kenya, I took a photo of the religious education students.
没有教室。
There were no classrooms.
他在树下。
They were having lessons under the trees.
也不必关门，也不必关窗户。
So you don't really need to close the door or close the windows.
也没有椅子，坐地上。
And there's no chair, so you're sitting on the floor.
照完了回来以后才看啊，每个小孩子都在笑。
So after coming back and looking at the photo that I took, I realized that every single kid was smiling.
那有时候我就看那个这里宗教教育学生。
And sometimes I look at the religious education students here.
什么都有。
They have everything.
有小小也有 iPhone。
Even the very young ones have an iPhone.
里面也有 game, 什么都有。
And on the iPhone, they have games and everything.
哎，为什么笑不出来？
But how come they don't smile?
非洲人什么都没有。
The kids in Africa don't have anything.
但是为什么小孩子笑得很开朗？
But how come the kids are smiling and laughing so much?
如果我们到那个非洲的乡下，
So if you go to the villages in Africa,
从来没有外面的人去。
In these villages, there have not been one person who has entered.
那你就看到那个小孩子啊，一群在追我们。
And because of that, you'll see that when the kids see us, they will all run and come up to us.
那这三四岁以下全部都是裸体，没有衣服穿。
So the kids who are 3 or 4 or younger don't have clothes to wear.
那当然很高兴啊。
But they're all very happy.
所以我这样一比较，我就知道啊，人真的快乐不是外面拥有什么。
So after doing a comparison of the two, I noticed that the amount of joy that you find is not based on the amount you have.
你的心要满足。
But rather, your heart must be abundant.
那能够满足我们的心就是神本身。
And the person that can fill our hearts is God himself.
如果我们信耶稣，心里还很空虚。
If we believe in Jesus, but our hearts are still, still very empty.
不是神有问题。
It's not that the problem lies with God.
是我们有问题。
But rather, we are the problem.
有什么问题？
We have the problem.
为什么神不愿意充满内住我里面？这个是问题。
Why is it that God is not not filling our hearts?
是我里面不干净吗？
Is it because inside my heart it's not clean?
还是我追求不够？
Or is it because I don't have a strong enough pursuit?
如果我里面是干净的，
If inside my heart it's clean,
我很热心的去追求，
and I fervently pursue after this,
神应许他一定会充满我们。
God promises that He will fill our hearts.
这是实在的。
And this is the reality.
所以有的人去追求，他就有这个体验。
So the people who decide to pursue after God will have this experience.
那一旦内在充满着平安跟喜乐。
So once in your hearts you have peace and joy.
你就发现了，你从外面得到自由。
You'll realize outwardly that you've actually received freedom.
多一点，好一点，大一点，感谢神。
Even if you get bigger, better, or more things, you can thank God.
小一点，少一点，也感谢神。
But even if it's smaller or less, you can still thank God.
这样也可以活，这样也可以活。
You can live like this or you can live like that.
非常有变化。
And you'll notice there's a change.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为神已经满足了我。
Because God has already filled us.
给我平安，给我喜乐。
And given me peace and given me joy.
所以神是产业啊。
So God is an inheritance.
我们要回来看十六章。
So let's take a look at Psalm 16.
十六章第十节。
Verse 10. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol. You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
这个地方讲啊，灵魂不会下阴间。
So here it says, you will not abandon my soul to Sheol.
而且不见朽坏。
Or undergo decay.
这个是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
永生永恒。
This is talking about eternal life.
永生跟永恒这是很实在的。
So eternal life and eternity are real things.
你看美国平均岁数几岁？
So in the US, the what is the average lifespan?
女的大概79岁。
For women, it's around 79 years old.
男的大概77岁。
And for men, it's 77 years old.
所以平均大概78岁左右。
So the average is around 78.
那我们想啊，如果我们到80岁已经超过平均了。
So if we think about it, if we reach age 80, we've already passed it.
这是神特别的恩典了。
This is a special blessing from God.
那这个就是表示说，我们人随时都会结束。
But this also reminds us that our lives can end at any moment.
那人真正的盼望是什么？
So what exactly is the hope for man?
就是不见朽坏。
It is that we will not undergo decay.
那灵魂不下阴间，那去哪里？去乐园。
And if your soul doesn't go to Sheol, then where would it go? It would go into paradise.
这是很实在的。
This is something that's very real.
永生跟现在只差一秒钟。
The eternal life and our present moment only has a difference of 1 second.
如果你开车你不撞人，人撞到你。
So even when you're driving, even if you don't hit other people can hit you.
一秒钟你就上乐园了。
In 1 second, you can enter into paradise.
所以这个产业就是我们得永生的保障。
So this inheritance is the security of us receiving eternal life.
所以主耶稣说，我去为你们预备地方。
So Jesus said that he has prepared a place for us.
然后我要再来。
And that he would come again.
要接你们去。
And he will bring us there.
我在哪里，你也要在哪里。
Wherever you go, I will also be there.
那是什么？
And what is that?
那个就是遍茂山的体验嘛。
That is the experience from the Mount of Transfiguration.
只是最后是在天国，不是在地上。
But the final destination is in the heavenly kingdom and not on this world.
这个是真实的。
And this is something real.
人生充满着盼望。
In our lives, we can be full of hope.
死已经解决了，没有了。
And death is already resolved and it's gone.
因为罪已经被解决了。
Because sin has already been resolved.
没有罪就没有死亡。
Without sin, there's no death.
进到永生的盼望里面。
You can enter into that hope of eternal life.
我们再看十一节。
Let's take a look at verse 11.
请。
11. You will make known to me the way of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever.
这里讲你将生命的道路指示我。
Here it says, you will make known to me the way of life.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
In your presence is fullness of joy.
什么叫做满足的喜乐？
So what is the fullness of joy?
我们的灵性越丰盛，我们这个人的喜乐越满足。
If our spirituality is more abundant, then our lives will become more fulfilling.
所以我们的信仰是一条路。
So our faith is a path.
生命的路。
And it is the path of life.
你这个属灵的生命如果丰盛。
So if your spiritual life is very abundant,
神就完全的同在。
Then God will be with you.
我们的喜乐就满足。
And that makes our joy also abundant.
所以神叫人富足，不加上忧虑。
So God asks us to be abundant but not worried. Asks us to be to have prosperity without sorrow.
有一个慕道者到教会来。
So there was a truth-seeking friend who came to our church.
他的家人带他到教会来，大概九十几岁，快一百岁。
So his family brought him to church, and he was in his late 90s, almost 100.
他问到教会的信徒每次遇到教会的信徒就问一句话：我为什么不会死？
And he kept asking every single member at the church, why am I not dead?
大家都很怕死，只有他问我为什么不会死。
And there are a lot of people who fear death, but he's the only person who asks, why am I not dead yet?
所以一个人没有信仰到年纪大真的很难过。
So for someone who doesn't have faith to live long, it's very troublesome.
因为你没有喜乐的原因
sorrowful. And the reason why is because there's no purpose for joy.
也没有真正的活泼的盼望。
And you really don't have a living hope.
也没有真正力量的来源。
And you don't have the source of strength.
所以没有神年纪大是很可怕的。
So without God, if you live up to an old age, it's very scary.
但是有了神就完全改变过来。
But once you have God, then everything changes.
那如果这个产业这么好。
So if this inheritance is so good.
那我应该怎么活着？
Then how should I live?
我们现在回来看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's take a look back at Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇的第二节。
Psalm 16, verse 2. Verse 2, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have nothing good besides you.
Nothing good besides you. 除了你以外在你以外就没有什么好处。
So here it says, I have nothing good besides you, meaning outside of God, there's nothing good.
这个什么意思?
So what does this mean?
不要把神摆在一旁去追求神以外的东西啊。
That means that you should not set God aside so that you can pursue after other things.
你要发大财吗?
Do you want to become wealthy?
把神摆在一旁,
and then you'll put God to the side.
安息日也不能来,
and that means that on Sabbath you can't come.
你去到很远的地方,
and you go to faraway places.
也不能聚会,
and you can't have service.
你只有一个目标,
you only have one goal, which is to make more money.
这样不好了,
that's not good.
我们的好处哦, 离开神以外,
So once you depart from God, then there's really nothing good. It's the same for when you're studying at school.
你读到连神都没有,那你读书要做什么?
If you keep studying to the point where you don't focus on God, then what's the point?
你搬家也是一样啊,
and even moving houses.
你搬到一个地方,没有办法亲近神,没有办法侍奉神,那你要做什么?
If you move to a new house and it stops you from serving God or drawing close to God, then what is that for?
所以离开神去追求神以外的这个不是圣经要我们做的。
So departing from God to pursue after things outside of God is something that the Bible does not instruct.
好,第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the majestic ones. All my delight is in them.
这里讲啊,世上的圣民,他们又善又美,是我最喜爱的。
So here it says that the saints are the majestic ones, and all my delight is in them.
谁是世上的圣民?
So who are the saints on the earth?
受洗过就是世上的圣民。
If you are someone who has been baptized, then you have become a saint on the earth.
就是我们大家坐在这里。
Which includes every single one of us seated here.
那为什么是我最喜悦的?
And why is all my delight in them?
因为信仰,我们就是加入一个大家庭。
Because in faith, you are actually entering into a large family.
所以我们在主里面一个大家庭,这很快乐啊。
So in Christ, we are one big family, and it is something that's very joyful.
这是一种爱的关系。
And this is something that's related to love.
因此,如果我们能够融入这个主灵的大家庭,
and also, if we can be integrated into this spiritual family,
也不会流失啊,
then we will not decide to leave.
为什么一个信徒会流失?
Why is it that there are members that may leave?
因为他把自己跟这个大家庭切断。
It is because they have cut off themselves from this big family.
一个人啊, 你信仰就走不下去了。
And for one person, it's hard to you cannot walk finish that a journey of faith.
那如果大家在一起,
but if everyone is together,
互相鼓励, 互相带导,
and you encourage one another and pray for one another,
互相扶持,
and to support one another,
那这天国路就走得下去啊,
then you are able to walk down the heavenly journey.
好,我们再看第四节。
Let's take a look at verse 4. For the pains of those who have acquired another god will be multiplied. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips.
以别的代替神,
so the pains of those who have acquired another god will be multiplied.
所以前面我们刚刚所提的就是有了神有什么好处?
So originally we were talking about all the benefits of having God.
那到第四节就讲,那如果没有神?
When you get to verse 4, it's talking about what would happen if God's on the picture.
有其他的来代替神。
There are other gods that can try to replace God.
结论就是愁苦必增加。
But the result is that your pains will be multiplied.
它不一定是马上发生啊。
And it will not necessarily happen where it will happen fast.
你把神摆在一旁去追求你人生的理想。
So you set God aside and you focus on what you want in life.
过了一段时间啊,
and after a bit of time,
很多问题就发生了。
There will be many problems that that happen.
我在愁苦里面啊。
And you will be in pain.
所以结论是什么?
And what is the ending?
我们一生第一节啊,
verse 1, protect me, God, for I take refuge in you.
这就是我们信仰生活的态度。
And this is the attitude we should have in our spiritual life.
最宝贵的财产就是神本身。
The best inheritance is God Himself.
上次,
blessing Him.
我们换一首啊, 442。
Let's change the hymn to 442.